Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow night, actually starting for the heavy hitters, 5 p.m. main event at 6 p.m. the Big Mo downtown celebrating momentum in Hartford. It's a great event. It's been going on for, there's a debate whether 25 or 26 years. I'll find out in a second. But it's very cool this year too, because they're going to have it at Vinnie Carbone's going to have it at Carbone's Hartford, which isn't even open yet. So if you want to get a sneak peek at what that's going to look like, that's awesome, and obviously celebrate some great things in and around Hartford. So we want to welcome in Michael Zaleski, president and CEO of Riverfront Recapture, and Vinnie Carbone from Carbone's here on Brian & Company. Vinnie, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I mean, so this thing tomorrow night, I mean, how much is done inside? Like, are we, because I read that you're not going to open till the spring. So, like, what's it look like?
It's a concrete floor with a few walls up, and we'll have some renderings of what the design will look like, but according to Mike and Riverfront, they've been in far worse construction sites, so we're looking good, and we're getting ready for the big mo tomorrow night.
Are you there, Michael?
Oh, hey, Brian, how are you?
Oh, good. Nice now we got you. Michael Zaleski, president and CEO of Riverfront Recapture. We were just talking to Vinny about the space, and we'll talk a little bit more about his new restaurant in a second. But can you just let people know what the Big Mo actually is?
Sure. It's Riverfront Recapture's largest fundraiser of the year. Our nonprofit organization connects people with the Connecticut River through our riverfront parks, and we need the support of so many to make that happen. Big Mo has been going on for 25 years or so, bringing people to new economic development projects in Hartford and the region, giving people that early look. As you mentioned, it's an opportunity to see this great new restaurant that Vin and the family are putting together early, a sneak peek of what's going to be happening on that Front Street restaurant. We've been in the convention center. We've been at UConn Hartford. We've been at apartment buildings throughout the course of the last 25 years, showing people, giving people a sneak peek of what's happening in the city.
You know, I think not a lot of people know all the things you do. I live in Windsor, and I'll see the Riverfront Recapture rowing van a fair amount. And so there's the rowing thing. I mean, and I know the trail. I mean, is that trail to Windsor open? And just, there's some side elements to what you guys do that are kind of amazing that people don't know about.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, Brian, you're a great friend of the river, and being in Windsor, you see up front the impact of the Connecticut River in our parks. We are working on the Joe Marfuji Riverwalk that's going to connect to Windsor. We're also building a brand new park on the Hartford-Windsor line that is going to connect additional people to the Connecticut River. Throughout the year, we attract almost 1 million people to our riverfront parks for our public events and for our 5Ks and run walks, and also we have the head of the Riverfront Regatta that was just about 2 weeks ago that brought almost 10,000 people to the Connecticut River. It's just really a great organization that gives people the opportunity to be outside. And I know, Brian, you're a big runner. I know we've got lots of great Riverwalk trails, opportunities for people to connect with nature and see this majestic asset we have in the Connecticut River.
I'm big. and I run. So, listen, we're talking with Mike Zaleski, president of Riverfront Recapture, Vinny Carbone from Carbone's The Big Mo. And again, I don't know if it's the 25th or 26th, but I'm saying the 25th anniversary tomorrow night, 5 p.m. for the big hitters, and then the main event at 6 o'clock. I mean, Vinny, is it going to be all your style of food? Like, what are we going to have here?
Yeah, we'll have a good variety of food from our various locations. You know, we're going to have a Reggiano cheese wheel with homemade bucatini. We'll have some other, you know, homemade raviolis and some homemade rigatonis with some different sauces, as well as some hand-passed hors d'oeuvres. You know, we'll have a wide variety of food to make the event special and showcase what we do.
Yeah.
So we're super excited for the event.
Where can people go, Mike, to get information if they're listening now and they want to? Because it doesn't burn up your whole night, and it's going to be super fun and great food.
Great food, great opportunity to support a good cause. Riverfront.org/Big Mo, or just riverfront.org for the Riverfront Recapture website. You know, you got to see this place. Vin has done a great job with this space. It's going to be the place to be in Hartford. You know, Vinny Carbone has been a great friend of the Connecticut River and our park system and Riverfront Recapture. And I can't thank him and the Carbone's family enough for one, not only supporting our organization, but bringing a great name back to Hartford. What a wonderful opportunity we have here on Front Street.
I totally agree. And not to blow smoke, Vinny, but I mean, are you slated for, I think I read a March opening. Is that still on target?
Yeah, March, April-ish. We should know more, you know, now that the floors are poured and we're starting our framing, we're just lining up contractors. So, depending on some, you know, equipment, special orders or whatnot, that seems to be the targeted date.
And I know you probably, you tweak a bunch of stuff. Is it going to be very similar to the menu at the former Hartford location, or is it going to, what are you going to have?
Well, yeah, we will have a ristorante that, specializes in tableside preparation of things, as well as some of our old favorites. But we'll have a lot of new added twists. I don't want to reveal them right now. But
you can. I mean, you can break news on my show if you want.
We'd love to at the right time for sure. Right. But we can't tell, you know, everyone how super excited we are to be part of this event and to be getting back into Hartford, where things started some 87 years ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, we hear so many things in the economy really quickly. I always try to squeeze some real world info for people, you know, that consumers may be pulling back. But I was at J. Tim's last night and it was a zoo. So, I mean, how are things at your other places right now?
Things are starting to pick up. Definitely the beginning, the first quarter of the year seemed like we were off to a slower start. I think people were a little apprehensive with the tariffs and things, but it seems to be, you know, barring anything crazy, that people seem to be coming back out and spending. So it's a delight for all the people in our industry, for sure.
Listen, go to riverfront.org, and you can go and navigate from there to see about the Big Mo celebrating their 25th anniversary and get tickets. Great cause, great food. Anything else you want to add, Mr. Zaleski, before we say goodbye?
I would just say that we've got a big 2026 coming up. Like I mentioned, we're building a brand new park. We're really excited about continuing to provide program for people. We have this great river here in Greater Hartford that we need to connect more people with. Our parks are open 12 months out of the year. Take advantage of them. It's, fall's a great time to be down by the river in our riverfront parks.
And I'll tell you, I saw Bald Eagle like a week ago. I live by the confluence of the Farmington and the Connecticut, and I'm with you. I mean, I just love being near the water, and you always see something that's a little bit different. And congrats obviously for your 45th year Riverfront Recapture, and obviously Vinny, you guys have been around, we'll be pretty soon, hopefully I'll still be working here when we can celebrate 100 in a decade or so. So listen guys, I hope things go great tomorrow, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, be well. Of course, that is Michael Zaleski, the president and CEO of Riverfront Recapture, and Vinny Carbones from Carbones Hartford. But, they have Carbones Prime, and they have Carbones Kitchen open now. So if you want to check out their stuff, I mean, the steak is unbelievable. If you want to go to the place in Rocky Hill or the one in Bloomfield, and Vinny is a huge champion of Connecticut and Hartford. So really good stuff. Again, go to riverfront.org. It's going to be a couple hundred people. You get a sneak peek at the new Hartford restaurant. It should be awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.